Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. To the next episode, number 26, which means I've been talking to my phone now for 6 months. So if you are still listening, and you have been listening since the start of me recording these, I would just like to say a big thank you. I have covered a variety of topics. Hopefully, all of them have been useful. Some I've talked about experiences, some I've got quite sciencey, some we've talked about exercise, nutrition, all that sort of stuff. Another thing that sort of pleases me is I said I was going to do one of these a week, and I have stuck to it. And I wasn't even sure how well it would go off in the beginning. But I can see that the numbers, it shows me when people are listening to it, and that's why I have carried it on. Really, so a big thank you from me. Today's episode, if there is some background noise, I apologise. I am multitasking to the highest level at the minute whilst driving and recording this episode. So if you hear any noise of the engine, hopefully you don't. If it's that bad, I'll stop this and record it at home at some point. But that's why this episode is coming out a little bit later in the week. It is Friday morning, and I have been busy. A few changes recently in my day setup, if you like, which doesn't mean I've got a spare time, but I've got to be a little bit more careful. Doing a lot more hours now, all that sort of thing. So I'm multitasking, recording it as I'm driving, which may mean that I sit. There'll be a few more gaps, hopefully not, whilst I try and concentrate on two things at once. But it might make this role a little bit better. Rather than me just sitting there, I usually record them sort of sat in a room on my own, possibly overthinking it now. Hopefully this will just roll off the tongue, maybe be a little bit more fluid, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, today's episode, I'm going to talk about something called metabolic adaptation. Now, what does that mean, apart from some big words? I'm basically going to talk about how your energy balance, if you like, changes from what you do, okay? And I'm going to use the baseline of 2,000 calories. Okay, so don't take that as, cool, he said I need to eat 2,000 calories. That's not what this is. Remember, it is all independent. Nobody is the same. So that number is just a baseline number to work off. Because you know, they'll be a little bit moving up and down maths and stuff like that today. Now, your energy balance. Okay, so we all know about calories ins and outs and all that sort of thing. But that's not what I'm going to go into today. I'm going to talk about how your calorie expenditure, or what you need to consume to sort of stay exactly the same as you are, and how that changes through dieting and how you can adjust it and change it and make it work in your favor and stuff like that. Now, 2,000 calories, that is what your body needs to survive. That is made up of your BMR, which are your basal metabolic rate, which is the amount of calories your body needs to do all the critical functions, if you like. So if you stayed in bed for the whole day and didn't move, didn't even sit up to turn on the television, that is the amount your body would burn just to keep itself alive. So breathing, you know, brain function, like, and all the organ functions in the body and stuff like that. So that's your BMR. You can also, that is also made up of your thermic effect of food, which is, put really simply, the amount of calories you burn through digesting and eating food. Okay, so not a big contributor, but it's there. Next contribution is your daily activity. Okay, so that's not exercise. Your daily activity. It's called non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So big long words. That's basically everything you do outside of exercise. So cleaning the house, walking to work, all that sort of thing. That is a big contributor to your overall calories. And then last one is obviously exercise. So your structured exercise. So those are the four bits that make up what your total calories burnt, or what your body needs for a day. That does not stay the same your whole life. Okay, so as you get older, generally that will tend to go down. Not a great deal if you are keeping everything else consistent, but it will do. If you are a more active person, that will obviously, that number 2,000 may well go up to 2,200. So say if you're a person that doesn't do any, that drives to work, sits at a desk, comes home, parks a car right next to the front door, gets in the house, cooks dinner and sits in front of the television all day, all night, compared to someone who walks a mile to work, has an active job doing, factory working maybe, walks back from work, then comes home and has to walk the kids to swimming club or something like that, and then back. That person is going to have a higher metabolic rate. I think I just got that wrong last time. So if you are a person that doesn't do a lot of activity, that 2,000 calories might go down to 1,800. If you are the second person who does all these bits and pieces, that may well rise to 2,200, because your body requires more calories to do what it needs to do during the day. You can obviously adjust that by exercise, adding your exercise in and stuff like that. So the more exercise you do, the higher that number will go, and the bigger contributor you'll have to that. But what I'm going to concentrate on now is diet. Now, not so much what your food does, like as in the influence you could have by the types of food and how much it affects, like, the digestive sort of number, if you like. However, a quick point I will note is eating protein takes up more calories to digest and break down than the other foods. Okay? Sugars, not a lot. Doesn't use up a lot of calories. Very quick, very short. Doesn't use up a lot of calories. So if you eat, so very roundabout figure here, if you're someone who eats double the amount of protein as someone else, that 2,000 calories may well go up to 2,050. Someone who doesn't eat a lot of protein, that may well go down to 1,950. Okay? So it's not a big, big difference, but it does make a difference. But what I'm going to talk about is someone who is following a weight loss diet, if you like. Is if you are following a weight loss diet, so you've got your 2,000 calories and you are trying to lose weight, and you know that you need to consume, let's call it 1,700. So you're 300 under what you need to do. Over time, as you continue to diet after weeks, and you are losing weight, you will get to a point, as long as you are consistent with everything and everything stays the same, you'll get to a point where your weight loss will stop. Now, that's not because you're now eating more than you were before, because you're not. What has happened is that 2,000 calories has now moved. It has now dropped down to your body now only needs 1,700. Now, a few things that influence that. is your daily activity, subconsciously, I think that's the word, will reduce. It will do. Your body will naturally move a little bit less, whether that is, you know, just standing up off the sofa every so often, or, you know, shuffling around, tapping your foot when you're at work. Just little bits like that is your body will subconsciously slow yourself down through the day, doing less activity, therefore requiring less calories. And I have experienced that and I've noticed it before. There's a lot of research out there that says it does that. So calories will drop a little bit from that. However, the big influencer is when you are in your quote unquote calorie deficit, is when you are consuming less calories than what your body requires, is yes, you will be losing weight. Just go around the corner, a bit of revs on the engine. But what your body will do is it will begin to make your processes more efficient. Now, stick with me here, more efficient, okay? So your body will become better at using the calories to produce all the functions that it needs to do. Now, if it's more efficient, that means it will use less calories to do a certain thing. So, now this is a real ballpark figure, okay? Say your body requires 200 calories a day to keep your heart pumping all day long, okay? Because you are consuming less calories, the body's like, right, I am consuming less calories here. I need to make myself a little bit more efficient, otherwise I'm going to burn out. So what it will do is it will become more efficient at using calories to make your heart work. So instead of that 200 calories it requires to make your heart pump for the whole day, it now only requires 180, because it has become more efficient. Okay? So yes, the calories it requires to do that has gone down, but that's because the body is using the calories better, because it doesn't know, because it's on a restricted amount of calories. So it needs to go, right, I need to become better at utilizing what I've got here. Makes sense? It's a bit like, how can we explain it? A bit like money, if you like. So you've got 20 quid. You can go to Waitrose with your 20 quid. You ain't going to get a lot. Okay? However, if you go to Lidl or Aldi with your 20 quid, the chances are you're going to get two or three times as much. And that's the same principle. Is that money is your calories, and you are using it to get more from it. Hopefully that makes a bit of sense. There you go, comparing Waitrose to Lidl. Who would have thought it, eh? And your body will do that with every function. So that is how it will slow down. Now, this is where some people get a little bit confused, is they will call that starvation mode. Now, that sort of exists, sort of. If you are consuming less calories than you burn, your body does not go into starvation mode and start putting on weight or start holding weight. Cannot do it. But what it will do is, like I just said about becoming more efficient, it'll become more efficient, so it will slow down the amount of calories you need per day, which may well then bring that in line with the amount of calories that you are eating in that day. So we're going back to the beginning, what started off as 2,000 calories a day is now 1,700, which is now in line with the 1,700 calories that you're eating at the beginning of your diet plan, if you like, that was making you lose weight, because it was 300 calories underneath. Now, however, it is not. It is exactly the same, because your body subconsciously has made you do a little bit less activity during the day, and it has slowed down all your processes and cell function and all that sort of stuff. So it is now in line. Okay? And that is where that theory of starvation mode comes from. It is not making energy from nothing. it's just brought it down. Now, this is where people can get a little bit stuck. Is what they will then do is go, cool, I've stopped losing weight, let's drop it down to 1500. Okay, so you're now 200 calories underneath what your total calorie expenditure is going to be, because it's now down at 1700. You're dropping your intake to 1500. Some of you might see where this is going here. What is the body going to do? Exactly the same as what it's done before. Is that 1700 that it requires for the day, the body will become more and more efficient. It will slow down your daily activity. You'll notice that you'll be getting a lot more fatigued. And it will slow itself down. And suddenly your 1500 calories that was again losing you weight for a few weeks now is not losing you weight, because your total expenditure for the day has dropped again. Everyone see it? See how this is going? Now, unless you know how to correct that, you're just going to get into a vicious cycle. What would be the next logical step for most? Cool. I will drop it down to 1300. Eventually, you're going to be dropping that down to absolutely nothing. And that is not what we want to be doing. In the most ideal situation, and I'm sure this will be the same for most people, is you want that total daily energy expenditure to be as high as you possibly can. Because that means you can eat more food and still lose weight. Now, I'm going to use myself for example. I don't like to use it too much. I'm not going to use me. I might come back to that. I might come back to it. The way to correct that. Okay? So, let's go back to our 1700 calories. Back a few steps. You're no longer losing weight. What you want to do is try and push that 1700 calories back up to its 2000, where it started off from. A few ways to do that. Push yourself to move a little bit more, which will be very difficult because you are already tired. What you need to do is push your calorie intake up. Okay? Push it up. If you are eating more calories than you need, is that will then push your total daily energy expenditure back up, because your body very simply now will go, oh, I'm getting enough calories now, I don't need to be as efficient as I was before, so I will use up more calories. Okay, to do my processes. Back to our Waitrose. Instead of the 20 quid, you've now got 30. So now what you're going to do is you're going to spend 20 quid of that in Waitrose and then 10 quid of that in Lidl, making you 30 quid. So you've now got more. You've got more for your calories. You don't even need to split the shops. You could just take your 30 quid and go into Lidl and go, I'm laughing, I'm buying the whole shop. Does that make sense? So if you then eat a few more calories to bump that back up, that will then push that back up to 2,000. If you hover just above, you can push it up to maybe 2,200. Now, so our total daily energy expenditure is now 2,200 calories because we bumped it back up. What we can then do is we can either consume 2,000 calories. No, bad example. 1,900 calories. So we're now 300 calories under what we were before. What we need to be. Because the body requires 2,200 now. Still with me? So, going back to the beginning, we had a 300 difference, calorie difference before, from 2,000 calories to 1,700, and we were losing weight. What we've done now is bumped that back up after a few little cycles, is we're now consuming 200 calories more than what we were originally, because we were consuming 1700, we're now consuming 1900. However, we are still 300 calories under what our body requires. So the weight loss, in relative theory, will be at the same rate. Obviously, a variety of things affect that, but in a very simple term, we're 300 calories under what we need to be, but we are consuming more calories. Hopefully that has made sense and I've not lost too many people. I'm going to leave it there. Or am I? I am going to leave it there. So not to confuse people, try to keep it nice and short, this one. If you've got questions about this, ask away. Ask away, and I will answer them. So once again, thank you for listening. 6 months worth of listening. It is hugely appreciated. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm going to go for a real shameless plug. If you enjoyed this episode, I guarantee you'll enjoy my book. Okay, because that is the sort of stuff it talks about. It talks about some simple sort of, it's not basic, foundations, that's what I'm looking for. Some foundations and principles of what you need to, adhere to for health and fat loss. And then it guides you to creating your own methods, if you like. And there's a lot of detail in it. And it is a very good, I like to think it's a very good read, because I wrote it. But if you enjoyed this episode, trust me, you'll enjoy the book. It's very, very, along the same sort of lines. Information, but hopefully, like, practical information that you can actually use, makes sense, rather than just long words. Right. Hopefully the sound hasn't been too bad, but multitasking on a different level today to make sure that I'm getting in. And if you take nothing away from this episode, because I completely lost you on numbers, take away, if you say you're going to do something, do it. I said I was going to do one of these a week, I'm doing it, even if that means recording it whilst driving in the van. Commit yourself to your goal, regardless of anything that gets in your way. I quite easily could have skipped it and gone, do it next week, but no. So Friday morning, recording an episode whilst driving. So thank you again for listening. Again, if you have any topics you want me to talk about, let me know. I tend at the minute, I am working on sort of questions that people ask me, and then I'm answering the questions to people sort of in messages when they send me in, but then I'm expanding that and going, right, I'm going to do a podcast on that and do it this way. So hopefully reach out more people, because a lot of time people are having the same issues. You'll notice that everyone has the same sort of issues. It's nice to share it. Right, I will leave it there, and I will speak to you again next week.